Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static. This is Bob.
Buenas noches, Senor Myers.
Did you say Senora?
Senor.
Okay. I didn't know if maybe over this Thanksgiving holiday somebody took the turkey carver to you or something.
No.
So we're going to make this Tom a hen or whatever.
No.
So no, you know, coming home drunk and your wife's fed up and just hacks it off?
I've never had it happen, no.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've had that threatened, but that's never happened.
Oh, well, you're a lucky person.
Yeah.
Well, those stainless steel condoms are coming in handy.
Point.
So this is the Static Show. I want to welcome everybody here and overseas. I want to tell you all that VampFest should be in the other section of the website here at http://staticradio.home.att.net. In our other section, we have the VampFest footage that everybody's been asking about. How many times have I told you people have been asking about this, Miles?
Every day.
Every day. You can go there and see it. It should be up. And then actually next week, Miles and I are going to talk about that in more detail.
Oh, yes.
But tonight, guess what I got in my hand right here.
a letter, I hope?
No, in my other hand.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, I have a letter from our friend Morris Higbee. I talked about Morris last week.
Right.
And I really don't want to get in the habit of reading letters, but This was kind of piqued my interest, you know, because it was in more detail. And if everyone recalls, we listened to last week's show. It was a third grade teacher from somewhere, Pinecone Elementary School, let his third graders listen to the show. And, of course, during the show, we use profanity. And I thought that was pretty, you know, I mean, if you listen to one or two shows, you pretty much know that we're going to say shit and what have you. But he evidently didn't pick up on that. So here's what he's got to say in response to my response from last week. If you don't remember, I'm not going to read it. You just have to listen to last week's show. Bob, thank you for responding to my comments. I did not expect such a big star to respond to my comments. A big star. I'm glad you had the decency to respond and explain your position. I do feel, however, that is a bit of a cop-out. A misspelled cop. He's put cope-out. To say that your use of language is simply a reflection of Midwesterner lifestyles. I am attempting to expose my class to a variety of different lifestyles across the nation. The use of profanity simply reinforces the stereotype of the Midwestern Hoosier, who lacks the intellectual ability to express themselves in complete sentences. Although I do believe that I used motherfucker in a complete sentence when I said it last week. Or 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
Profanity is just a convenient excuse to not expand your vocabulary beyond the basics. Buy a dictionary and learn some word you can use in place of the cuss words. You have the opportunity to be a leader and set an example. Make use of your position and do so good. I did pre-screen the show as you suggested, and I cannot allow my class to hear this week's show, which is actually 2 weeks ago. Your use of the word fucker, and he put like the fucker part.
Yeah.
And like Beetle Bailey, you know, asterisks and number signs and all that stuff, was distressing. I do admit it was funny, but totally inappropriate for children. I hope you not mistake my enjoyment of the show as an endorsement of your use of profanity. I feel my students may miss out on a real segment of Americana if I'm forced to no longer listen to your show. Also, although I felt Miles was a professional, here's the good part. This is the kicker.
Uh-oh.
Also, although I felt Miles was a professional, his fascination with your penis seemed completely inappropriate. He is referring to the big black Bic reference. He goes on to say, you as an African American should not perpetuate stereotypes such as the large penis myth. which only serves to demean your people. I hope you can accept these comments in the spirit which they were given. I don't know where Mr. Higby's living. Although I will have to agree that you do have a fascination with my penis.
Oh, man. That's good.
You have two fascinations in your life. My penis and your anus.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was not ready for this. I really was not ready for this. I was not.
Now, not that I want to dispel anything, but I'm not African American. I don't want to. Not that I really, you know, I think it would be better if I was, you know, but I'm not.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Right. And I really wish I had I was in the stereotype with the myth, you know, it would be a much easier life having that myth rather than being a real pasty white guy. So I don't want to, I don't want to perpetuate that myth that I've, something that I'm not, but he was confused by your comment about the big black Bic. And I think he took it a little too seriously.
I just was saying maybe he had a big black Bic on you.
Right, right, the pen, right.
I can't even say it now. Like, it would be funny, you know, it's a joke. It's a joke. You know?
Mr. Higby, I think we're pretty much kicked out of the Pinecone Elementary School.
I think maybe it's time to turn on Martha Stewart or something. And leave the show alone.
So, yeah, I don't know what the deal is there.
Yeah.
But,
I'm offended.
Well, you're offended?
I'm a little offended, yeah.
Because of the penis remark?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, I've seen your penis, and I have no interest. I have no interest.
You've seen my penis?
Well, I mean, pretend like, but...
In a fantasy? Are you telling me you're just telling me that you saw my penis in a fantasy?
It was covered in a jock strap, which, interesting enough, was just a peanut shell and a rubber band.
You will use any opportunity to put that joke out there. I think that's about the fifth time you've used that joke on me.
You know, Bob's waterbed is referred to as the Dead Sea, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Mr. Higby's a little bit confused.
Yeah, I have no interest.
Yeah, you're just saying that now.
I don't.
Yeah, after last week's prostate exam, I don't even know what to say.
I was interested in myself, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think you're interested in your own ass. I'm surprised.
Have a hobby.
I'm surprised all your dining room chairs don't have mirrors for seat cushions. So that way you can get a club while you're in there.
That's not right.
Yeah.
That's really not right.
Yeah, well, if it weren't for the sharp edges, you probably would have done it. I've seen you taking those Mylar balloons and turning them inside out and putting them on the seats. Anyway, I got a quick story for you tonight.
Okay.
Before we wrap it up here. Home for the holidays.
Yeah.
And I met a friend of mine from high school who I meet every once in a while when I go back home to see my parents.
Yeah.
And we met at this, I guess it was billed as an authentic Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it now, but, you know, it was something L something. So we meet there, and we got there a little bit early, and I got my daughter, my wife, we're all there to go have lunch with my friend's wife and his daughter. And we walk in, and we're going to get seated, you know, smoking, non-smoking, you know, non-smoking. We need a little high chair thing. And this waiter comes up. And I guess the reason they call it authentic Mexican because everybody who was working there was Mexican.
Right.
I guess that's what makes it authentic. I'm not sure. But he takes the baby. I thought he was taking the baby to, well, we got our coats off before the guy got the high chair over there.
Right.
Well, he takes the baby and walks toward the drink station.
Hey, you freaking sleep. Put that baby down.
Yeah, and so I don't know where I was. I must have, like... Jerry, okay?
I'm dying. You're killing me with your comedy today.
You're not thinking about my penis,
no, are you? No, I'm not choking. No.
So the guy heads over to, like, the, I guess the waiter station has the, you know, where you get drinks and kind of, you know, the food comes over from the grill.
Yeah.
And my wife's totally freaking out.
Right.
She's going, honey, honey, honey. And I don't know, we must have got some new fabric glue in the car because I just totally was not paying attention because I was just
okay.
Oh, hey, look, the Mexican waiter's taking her baby over to the drink station. Well, are you thinking about my penis?
No, you shut up with that or Higby's going to write back.
And so he goes over and they have a bell for like order up or whatever. He starts ringing the bell and waving back into the food area.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know if, you know, they were going to serve her up or what the deal was.
Uh-oh.
My wife was really freaked out. I wasn't concerned about it.
Yeah.
She wasn't screaming.
Yeah.
He seemed like a nice enough guy, I guess. I'd never met him before.
Yeah.
But he did bring her back, you know, and put her in the seat. And,
yeah.
And we had, you know, a good lunch and everything. But that was really just totally bizarre.
Right.
And that's the first time I've been put in that situation.
That is weird.
You know, a lot of people want to come and hold the baby or whatever, but not a lot of them take them back to the kitchen.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, it was weird, all right. You know,
still have all her fingers and toes?
Well, funny you should. She was wearing shoes, and so she was wearing those when she got back, so I didn't check the toes, but the fingers were all there.
All right.
And I did, you know, also check the rice. I had Spanish rice, so I checked that for fingers.
Okay. But this is no way an indictment against the Spanish people.
No, this is weird.
Yeah, well, I just don't want people writing in, you know, saying,
oh, yeah.
Hey,
okay.
You guys are against, you know, that. You know?
Well, but it is just a weird experience. The guy must have thought the baby was cute. He didn't mention it, but I don't know if he spoke English or what. But, you know, I really like Mexican food, so, and I actually like, oddly enough, knowing my appetite, I actually like the authentic Mexican food, right, as opposed to like Taco Bell.
Right.
I like Taco Bell, but
right. But
this is one of the weird ethnic varieties that I actually like to eat.
Yeah.
So I was kind of looking forward to a place down here where I live in St. Louis that's like that. And again, all the people there are Spanish.
Right.
And so it's just like that, except where I'm from. And that was just a weird experience to have them take the baby away. It's like,
that's bizarre.
My wife was just,
look at the baby.
She had flashes of like NBC movies of the week in her head. And
a mother tore it apart.
Right. Exactly.
A husband's small penis.
Caught in your throat.
Will you shut up with that already?
Hey, you mentioned it.
Yeah, I know, but you're just like fixated on it now.
I think it's hilarious this guy thinks that. I totally did not think about it. Okay, this guy writes in. And you know what? I think you do have a fascination with my penis.
You know, I'm not the guy that's watched, you know, Kiss of the Spider Woman 12 times. You know. Bob.
I've never even seen Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Wow. So you had a good holiday?
Well, it was quiet for the most part.
So you don't even have a story for tonight.
No, I just had a big helping of diarrhea, man.
Just as we were speaking?
No. Yeah, did you hear it?
Is that what all the coughing was about?
Yeah, I was coughing to hide all the flatulence, you know. No, I just was having a real hard time.
Yeah.
I had to load up on a lot of medicine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll get more, you know, hopefully something eventful will happen to you other than the fact that you got loose bowels.
I was going to talk about it, but I keep talking about that every week, so I have to...
Well, now you can just talk about my penis.
Well, that would be a real short subject.
So anyway, everybody, look for VamFest in the other section of the website, and, you know, come back next week. We're here each and every week.
Let's pray for Bob's penis.
Yeah.
All right.
If I can get it out of your jaws.
Hey now!